Every year, the eastern monarch butterflies migrate from Canada through the middle of the U.S. and into the heart of Mexico. And this year, there's good news. The estimated population of the eastern monarch butterflies doubled. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia has the story of a group of scientists working together to keep this fragile species alive.
Sonia Charret is on a bus to a butterfly sanctuary a few hours outside Mexico City. We'll get to the point of her trip in a minute. Charret lives 3,000 miles from here in Quebec, where the eastern monarch butterfly's journey begins. She works at an insect museum called the Montreal Insectarium.
We want people to have pleasure with the insects. That's different, you know, because usually that's not the link you have with them.
The Insectarium started encouraging its visitors to breed monarch butterflies more than 25 years ago. Charret says it was to help the species grow and also to get people acquainted with it.
When you saw, they sent me photos and videos of children releasing the monarchs and crying because they were attached to that little thing. And I knew that that was really, really powerful.
And then a few years ago, scientists determined butterflies bred in captivity were hurting the general population.
It was such a beautiful program. I mean, it was the most powerful tool we had. But the principal objective was to help monarch, and we weren't. So we had to stop. It was the most difficult decision of my career, really.
Charret visited Mexico to discuss with other biologists from across North America about how they can help the species thrive. Just 6 years ago, it was near the point of extinction. And just last week, the Mexican government released an estimate that over the past year, the population has more than doubled. Some of those butterflies came through Arizona. Emma Pelton is with the Xerces Society in Portland, Oregon.
Their weather, it seems pretty favorable. They seem to have all the conditions at each stage of their migration. They seem to have a good spring, good summer, and a good fall.
Scientists say this buys time for conservation efforts. The eastern monarch butterfly's population has declined in part because of climate change, but also because of their slowly disappearing natural habitat in all three countries. Rosalio Hernandez oversees the sanctuary the scientists are visiting. It's called Piedra Errada.
Y al diario tenemos una camioneta patrullando.
Hernandez says volunteer firefighters from the community patrol the forest. He says they're looking to stop fire or illegal logging, two major reasons why the trees the monarchs use for wintering disappear. A few dozen scientists trekked an hour into the forest to find the eastern monarch butterfly's colony in Piedra Errada. And they reacted just like any other tourist. Mouth open, awe of seeing thousands of bright orange butterflies filling the sky and covering entire tree branches. In fact, if you're quiet enough, you can actually hear them flapping their wings. Something louder than the butterflies are the tree branches cracking under their weight. Isabel Ramirez is a landscape ecologist at the National Autonomous University of Mexico.
So that's really amazing because a butterfly weighs half a gram. So half a gram is nothing, but put hundreds and thousands of half a grams together, they get kilos. So more than 5 kilos, more than 10 kilos could easily break that branch.
I think I'm still emotional a little bit.
This is Sonia Charret from the Insectarium in Montreal. She says when she saw the colony, she had to hold back tears.
What were you thinking about?
Try to stop, Sonia. You're in front of people.
Charret says she's struck by how peaceful the butterflies look and by the long journey they've been taking for thousands of years over territory that only relatively recently is three countries.
Everything is related in nature. Even what is going on in the United States has an effect on us, or in Mexico, or anywhere else in the world.
She says seeing the butterflies hibernating reminds her that nature has no borders. She says it gives her conviction to tell people to take care of the butterflies' habitat from here all the way to Montreal. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico State, Mexico.